The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
As far as I could tell, over the last year and a couple of months, nothing has changed at the Veterans Administration.
No.
That they have not. The stories of waste, spending, long wait time, lying about that, and veterans suffering, nothing has changed. Or, okay, maybe not nothing, but little has changed.
Little, yes, very little.
There are still massive, massive problems. And now President Trump stepping up to the plate and saying, David Shulkin, you are gone. Secretary Good. Of State, or excuse me, Secretary of State, Veterans Affairs Secretary David Shulkin is gone. He fired him
Good.
Yesterday.
Good.
And has already announced his replacement.
Yes.
Rear Admiral Ronnie Jackson.
Yes. From the Jackson 5, right?
I don't think he was the Jackson 5. I think he was one of the cousins.
Oh.
He was the fill-in if something happened to Tito on tour, like got laryngitis. He was like the stand-in. I think. I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, the guy is a doctor and was
he's a president's
rear admiral.
Doctor. He's the president's doctor.
Right, so he was a president's doctor since 2013.
Yep.
And I didn't realize that they would be holdovers. When the president, when you get a new president, they get a whole new
crew
for Air Force One, mm-hmm. for example. So I just assumed his doctor. I mean, they bring in a new chef for Pete's sake.
They do.
But your doctor is a holdover. I just didn't know that. I don't know if that's standard or not, but he stayed on with Trump. And then during a press conference, I think in January, when they were talking about the president's health, President Trump was like, wow, he's pretty impressive on camera. The guy handles himself real well. Got to know him, said, I appreciate his background. This is the guy I'm going to pick to run the VA. So they've already announced that. Shulkin was called into the office and said, all right, here's what's going on, man.
You're out.
Fired. You're out. You're done. And then after they had told him, then Trump tweeted it out.
I just love that Trump does his tweet. He uses his Twitter to announce who he fired, who's replacing them.
Sometimes.
And then goes.
He informs people.
And then goes, well done.
Well All done, right, buddy.
Next.
Well done. Next. So, yeah, John Kelly called him in and fired him. Now, the problem is, David Shulkin has not done, and maybe it's not fully his fault. Maybe, I mean, ultimately, a cabinet position operates at the discretion of the president. So it's not completely his fault. Maybe he had big ideas and couldn't get done and was stuck in the quagmire. But there are some questions over him traveling and wasting money. $4,000 on personal travel expenses. I'm sorry, Secretary Shulkin. I'm sorry. Aside from security, if you're Secretary of the VA, if you're anybody in the VA, but certainly those upper echelons, aside from truly special needs, security, if you're a high-profile person as a cabinet member, or some sort of immediate unexpected travel or something that is legit, you should be traveling and your office should be the same. Your quality of life, your quality of job life should be the same or less than the lowest man on the totem pole, the lowest veteran. So what do you know? What kind of food you eating? What kind of spoils do you get in the office, right? You should be at that level.
Okay.
What are you sitting there behind a big desk somewhere? People pampering you. They're catering lunch in and stuff. You're flying all over. No, I'm sorry. And the reason I say this, it's image, first of all. And anybody that's ever led, not just in the military, but an office, and you want people to truly respect you when you're in that position, then don't live in that ivory tower. But also because those veterans are not getting the care they need. So here you are, you're flying around doing all this stuff, going to fancy dinners, and you're something special because you work in the cabinet. And you've got people that are dying. I could not do that. I could not be the guy that went into the office every day knowing that my job was to take care of these guys. I am in charge of this. This is my chunk, my world. I've been picked to turn around something that has been an abomination.
Since the beginning.
Since forever. And they're like, hi, Secretary. So we're going to go ahead and order your lunch now from Shea Expensive. You okay with that? Is that do you want the double filet today? For I mean, no, none of that can happen. Everything must be modest. First of all, they should be doing it anyway. Any cabinet member, anybody in government should be doing that. But when you know your job is to take care of veterans, and you got guys down there who aren't trying to make a decision of, you know, should I go with the veal cutlet or should I go with the chicken today, the marsala? I'm just kind of chicken marsala, veal marsala. Well, the veal. When you've got veterans that are going, I don't know if I'm going to be killed today. Don't know. You know, I don't have enough money to take care of everybody in my family. You see what I'm saying? They're making different decisions. The vets are today. While you're saying, should I spend that $4,000 on personal travel or not?
No, and then there's Rear Admiral Rodney, I think, is a fantastic choice because the Navy, one of the high qualities that they have is the healthcare. They have one of the best healthcare in the military. I used to love to go to Norfolk, and he was stationed in Norfolk. He was in Virginia. But so having Admiral Rodney be in this position, I think, I don't want to put any hopes, too much hope on this guy. I think this could be turned around because these guys have probably worked with a lot of veterans and seen a lot of issues. So hopefully by having this guy there, it turns around like massively. Plus the guy is still in the military. So that would be fantastic to have like a military guy in.
Is he still?
Yeah.
I thought he was former. Okay. So here's the problem with it, though. And you're right. And a little bit of this, I will give Shulkin a little bit of a pass. Just a little bit. In that you're talking about doing the impossible. That you can only go in and fix things if you have the power to fix them. If it's just, you got to just manage this bureaucracy, nothing will change. And maybe that's the reason nothing has changed. We've talked about holding people accountable by being able to fire people. And that was some of the legislation they passed. And when Trump came in and fired people right off, do you remember we told you the story? He fired people and within 60 days they had their job back because they filed a grievance.
Yep.
So we have to find a way to actually fire people. Maybe in today's world with politics and unions and government worker bees, maybe it's impossible without sweeping congressional legislation. But I think there may be one other way.
Okay.
I'm trying to think this through. Absent those sweeping powers, if I'm Ronnie Jackson and I accept that job, I accept it on the condition, with the condition from the president that I can expose the failures.
Oh, wow.
Right? What is that hog shit and others taught us?
Yeah. Emotion works. Connecting those dots work.
And I'm not talking about saying anything untrue.
Oh, yes, yes.
Or using it punitively out of nowhere.
But come on, Doc. The failures of the VA, you can't lie about it.
It's also transparency.
Yes. And think about the worst thing that can happen in the military VA and then double because that's what actually is happening.
Right. So you come in and you start leading and you got to fact find first. I mean, a job like this, even as a rear admiral and understanding the military and a little of the Veterans Administration probably and having worked at the White House, you could spend years fact-finding about the VA, traveling to hospitals and understanding what's going on and meeting with people. But let's say a couple months to kind of get up. And you start, if I'm them, I start going through, tell me the problems. Tell me. Let me know. And then I start calling people out. I start holding people accountable. I send the edict out, first of all. And the edict is, and it could be public. You know, I may hold a press conference, you know, before I even send it. You know, normally coming to a business, I would say, okay, I'm going to talk to the employees, whatever. You're talking about tens of thousands of employees who have screwed up, many who are still good. So you send an email out and it gets buried or lost. I go out and I say, here's the new policy. People are going to be held accountable. And we are going to hold you accountable as much as we can with, you know, as far as current structure goes. And you expose how some of these people got their jobs back. And you say, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to hold them accountable within the structure that's in place while trying to change the structure. And we are then going to use the power of the media. That if we call people out, having documented proof of their continuing failures, I'm not saying you didn't show up to work one day because you were sick, wink, wink, you were really playing hooky. You know, we all make mistakes at work. I'm talking about those continued outrageous mistakes, people lying and veterans dying, that we start calling people out. And I'm not going to, I wouldn't lead with it if it's like, all right, Chris Cruz screwed up, let's drag his name through the mud. No, it's like this. My name's Chris. Have a seat. Here's what's going on.
Okay.
Here's all the documented proof, whatever. Dude, you're screwing up. Now, if it's minor stuff that I think you can, you know, get through it, you know.
Yeah, late a couple days.
You admit what happened, yeah. Whatever, and you clean up your act. We'll give you some notice, sure.
Yeah.
But if you're somebody that has been one of the habitual abusers of veterans.
The killer.
You're getting fired today. And here's how this is going to go down.
100%.
I'm going to make this as painless as possible for you. I'm going to give you severance. We're going to take care of it, even though you don't deserve it. I personally would like to smack you in the mouth and throw you out the window, and you're out of a job. In fact, I'd like to tell your future employer what you've done because you've hurt veterans. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to phase you out here. I'm going to give you some severance, you know, so you're not out on the street tomorrow. I'm not giving you 6 months. I'm sorry. I'll give you a month or so. That's fine. And you can go along with this, or you're going to be added to our list. And the list is going to be public, and we are going to, in great detail, explain how you hurt veterans.
What did you do?
I'm putting it out there. That's what's happening.
That's
and if that genius. Violates the law, and if they say that was discriminatory and punitive and whatever, and you were hurting us, fine. Maybe it is. Let's take that to the court of public opinion. What do you say?
Oh, yeah.
We will challenge even that in the court of public opinion. I didn't make these rules. I don't like the court of public opinion, but that's the world we live in, and you jerks are the one who set that up to protect yourselves so you can abuse and kill veterans? Come on, man. It's out there. I'm putting it out there.
No, and it's
and I'll tell you right now, I'm sitting there. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to go ahead and blah, blah. Fine. File your grievances. And you know what? You may even get your job back, but your name's staying on that list, and people are going to know what you did. I'm putting it all out there. You could file a greater lawsuit, because the worst that's going to happen, that is going to force Congress into doing something.
100%.
That's the worst that's going to happen.
Yes.
And the whole time, start telling Congress, you have got to take the power back. The fact that federal employees can do what they do, it is virtually impossible to get fired.
No. And right now, nobody's scared of the consequences. I'm sorry. There is no consequences.
No, there's not.
Because you don't get demoted. You get moted.
They say you do, and then they just put you somewhere else.
Moted. They just move you somewhere else.
Publicity, right.
So I'm like, yes. Now, if one thing we learned from the left is that the court of public opinion works. So I agree 100%. And it's like the whole grant. Yeah, people can get grants and, you know, we don't like it, but the system is there. Let's use this system, especially for this one. I just don't understand it. And by
the way, that is also being transparent, which I prefer.
Yes.
So it's not going against my core values or anything.
No. And then one thing that I don't get is how is it that you're able to look at a veteran's face and say, no, sorry, you can't. No, we can't cover that. I don't care if it's $100 billion. You will take care of that veteran, especially those Vietnam veterans.
Oh, the Vietnam veterans.
The Vietnam veterans. I cry every time I went to the VA. And saw them wear their little hats and saw them there. And all they want is their medication. That's all they want. Doc, it was so funny.
You
got
to understand, too, about the Vietnam veterans, too. Their entire lives have been screwed coming back. I'm not saying there weren't many that got on and did great things. And they did and had fine. But most of them, a lot of them, still suffered with that. And these are guys that fought a really unpopular war.
Very. There was this one guy I remember. I'll never forget him. I was waiting on my first on the VA, and then he goes, hey, Sonny. He's like, just sit here. And if you look like me while you're still waiting, welcome to my world. I was like, what is going on? And he goes, you know what? I'll give you my. He gave me his slot so I could go first.
Wow.
I was like, no. He's like, no. I'm here all the time. They know me. Just take my number.
Wow.
I was like, oh my gosh, how can I pay you back. It's like, just when you, he's like, promise me this, when you're my age and you're used in the VA, you do the same for another young veteran. And I'm like, okay, sir, you got it.
That's cool.
I was like, here's this guy that's been screwed left and right, and he still see a positive thing in life. Oh.
I think I've told the story, and it always comes to mind when these public employees do not get fired. And I always go back to, what does it take to get fired?
Oh, yeah.
Think about this. They have killed veterans. I mean, seriously, you have killed. What does it take to get fired? We fire people all the time for saying something wrong, because it may by some be construed as hate speech.
Hashtag me too.
Hashtag me too. I overheard him say a joke about people having sex and fire him.
Yep.
And they do.
Yep.
Meanwhile, these people have killed veterans. And I always go back to, what is it? The whole time I'm like, what does it take to get fired? What does it take to get fired? I had this, it was right as I took a new job.
Okay.
There was a guy who finally got fired. This is a radio station. And I've told the details about how he fed alcohol to the aardvark at the zoo.
Oh, okay.
When the company, the zoo was a sponsor, and this party out there, fed alcohol, that did all of this outrageous stuff.
Still wasn't getting fired.
Over there, and still wouldn't get fired by this one, you know, mid-level supervisor. His supervisor comes to him and he's like, how come you haven't fired him?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, and he goes, what does he have to do to get fired? Does he have to kill the general manager before you fire? And that line always stuck out. Does he have to kill the general manager before you're like, maybe I fire him?
Yeah.
They've killed veterans. Do you have to kill the president? Is that what has to happen? I don't think they get fired even then.
Mm-mm.
Well, you know, you had a rough day and, you know, a lot of paperwork. And you know how stressful that can be, right?
We lost the list.
Right.
Exactly. We lost the list.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wow. Killing veterans, you don't get fired. It's a crazy world we live in.
That's one of the biggest perk in the government jobs is you can't get fired.
And all the time off. They get all the holidays that you and I get off in the private sector. Plus more and more vacation. I mean, I'm ready to start, you know, using the hashtag thevahurtsveterans.com.
Oh, wow.
Well, VA Hurts Veterans and then vahurtsveterans.com.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag What I Learned Today. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.